Go ahead and call this meeting to order, 6 Osage Nation Congress, first special session. Welcome, everyone. First item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, I apologize for not asking beforehand. Would you say a prayer for us, please? Congressman Maker?
Oh, yes, sir.
Please, sir.
Excuse me. Tatsu Wakante, Jake. Hapakaha, Ia Laha, Wanake, Tali Kongra. There, Awat, Tsepa, Wajaji Nikasi, Takere, Alami Kongra. No Nikasi, Sikaji Akoski, Takere, Wanabi Kongra. Uheka Pinche. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day. I want you to be here among us today and give us guidance as we do the business of our nation. We want to thank you for your blessings you've given our people through the centuries, and we're going to ask you to guide us on into the future. Bless our elders and the children, our service members, wherever they may be serving. Bring them home safely to their families, Heavenly Father. We want to ask you to just bless our people and just bless all peoples, all your children, Heavenly Father. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Next item on the agenda is the roll call.
Congressman Bickhorst?
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards? Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt? Congresswoman Stabler?
Present.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Speaker Walker?
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn?
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Want to point out that Congresswoman Edwards did have a previous engagement. She notified myself and the clerk. Congresswoman Pratt had some unexpected personal matters arise last night, so she was unable to make it. She let me know late last night. The next item on the agenda is executive message by the Principal Chief Standing Bear. Welcome.
Thank you, Speaker Walker, members of the 6th Osage Congress. The executive branch is in favor of the resolutions of ONCA, excuse me, the Act ONCA 1836. 1836 is an act to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to Osage Energy Services, LLC, doing business as Osage Nation Environmental Services. We believe it's a good capital investment for the nation, and we look forward to seeing the presentation today. The chairman of the board is here, and the director, David Conrad, is here. As to ONCR 1817, we are in favor and support the resolution to authorize and approve the execution of the agreement with the for fire protection and the limited waiver of sovereign immunity. ONCR 1818, the resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection. I attended the Appropriations Committee meeting this morning. There is a lot of work that needs to be done. Further clarification, we look forward to the Treasurer, Controller, and the Committee, and Congress working together this session to provide some direction for us. The ONCR 1819, the resolution to accept the offer of the State of Oklahoma to amend the gaming compact to include non-house paying table games. Of course, we are for this. This is something the state and the tribes all over have agreed to, and we would like to get that process moving. So this is your agenda, and we look forward to supporting the work of this Congress. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. Next item is the legislative message. Welcome, Chief, Assistant Chief, those in attendance, members of Congress, thanks for answering the call. Would have to admit it feels a bit like a old tribal council meeting. You responded taking care of some necessary business in a special session 2 weeks before our regular fall session, but here we are, and I appreciate everyone answering the call. Not going to totally go over and rehash what the chief had to say. We have some business to take care of. I support the resolutions and the one piece of legislation that has an appropriation to our LLC for operating expenses. I just want to point out a couple things. You know, we're having some connectivity issues, at least I am, and I've heard some others that are, so just work through that. I also attended the Appropriations Committee meeting this morning. We do have some work to do on the annual projected revenue. I think it's important that we do get the revenue raised to a level that's closer to what actually we are going to appropriate in the fall. I think with what is requested, I think it's important that we at least do something and raise that projected revenue. As far as the issues with gaming, those things I think are important that we get taken care of, get them in a position where they can act. We've got a casino, it's opening next week. Hope all of you can attend the grand opening. I hear the new facility is outstanding. Just briefly, want to kind of give everyone an idea of what to expect for the day. We're going to read the legislation in, hopefully next 5 or 10 minutes. We're going to recess, go back into appropriations until 11. At 11, we'll meet with the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee, meet for an hour, break for lunch. Maybe we can get everything done in Commerce, Gaming, and Land, meet for lunch, go back in if we need to reconvene either the appropriations or the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committees. We will this afternoon. I expect a one-day session. If we're not able to do it, we've got 10 more days to take care of it. So with that, I guess we'll get started. Thank you. And I don't know about you guys, but I appreciate the non-applause. I don't feel like I'm up there performing anything, and I don't think the chief probably does either. So that would be my preference. We hold the applause just like we did. Next item on the agenda is bills and resolutions on first reading. First bill is ONCA 1836, Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress and guests. I'd like to read in ONCA 1836 to authorize and appropriate $50,000 to Osage Nation Energy Services, LLC, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, next resolution, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Reading in ONCR 1817, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a fire protection and automated response agreement with the City of Tulsa, Oklahoma, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction.
Thank you, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and guests that are here. I'd like to read in ONCR 1818, a resolution to approve a new fiscal year 2019 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation with updated revenues.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox.
Reading in ONCR 1819, a resolution to accept the offer from the State of Oklahoma to amend the Osage Nation's gaming compact to include a non-house bank table game supplement and to authorize the principal chief to execute the documents.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to recess to the call of the chair.
Let's hold. Let's go ahead and. Let you guys know where these. Where this legislation is going. And assign ONCA 1836, ONCA 1836, ONCR 1817, and ONCA 1819 to Commerce, Gaming, and Land, and ONCR 1818 to the Appropriations Committee. And Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Move to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair by Congresswoman Whitehorn, seconded by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, we're in recess.
Mike, is it to start appropriations back up? 10:20.